All right, Jensen Karpis here. Sorry, mm-hmm. I was talking about your Twitter.
Thank God, not just calling me Quan out of nowhere.
Let's talk about the new feature that we got. What's it called?
Well, it's got a very catchy name.
Okay.
I found it on YouTube.
I found this
on YouTube. Do 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 on YouTube. Do 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 on YouTube. Do 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 on YouTube.
All right, the theme song made it.
I love it.
You doubted it.
I now love it.
Oh, really? It's quite a comeback for that name. This week, I was in just a total spiral on YouTube.com.
Okay.
And I found something that I think means a ton to society.
Wow. That's a bold claim.
Oh, gosh. I watched hours and hours and hours of it this weekend. His name is John, but he goes by Report of the Week. He'll say it.
That's his name?
That's what he goes by. And he has an aura of mystery surrounding him, so much so that we don't know his real last name.
Okay.
All we know is that he's somewhere in Central Florida. Now, his YouTube channel is called Report of the Week. That's how you'll find it. But he's often known as Review Bra.
Which, as what?
Review Bra? Like, what
like
bra?
Bra?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a name given to him by the internet, and now he's taking it on. He has over 1 million subscribers, and arguably he's one of the most important food reviewers in the country.
Thank God we've got that.
That's right. You see, his reviews are of fast food items.
Okay.
And energy drinks. And he might be, and this is just a feeling that I have, a creepy ghost time traveler.
Okay.
He could be 25 years old. He could be 13. He could be 65. You'll have no idea by his look. And he's very pale. He's a skinny boy man. He has a hair part sort of in the middle. He wears three-piece suits always,
in
his personal life. They're always just a little bit too big. I think the best way to be exposed to Report of the Week is to just listen to him. Here's his review of Taco Bell's nacho fries. It's important to know that he opens every single video with this same intro, and he's mostly sitting in his car. This is the first clip.
Hello, everyone. This is Running on Empty Food Review. Well, I'm over here at Taco Bell this morning, and while it might not be morning for you, it is for me. I got here at 9 a.m., and this is a major release. This is a huge release. Everyone's talking about it. You could find it. All the media is talking about it. There's the hype. Everyone's hyping it up. It's going crazy here. You could see the line already wrapped around the building.
There was no line.
No line.
No line behind him.
Complete. He said they were going nuts.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
Okay.
He always talks like a newsie.
Yeah, what's the accent he's got going on?
He might be from Mars. No one knows. Then we watch him silently eat nacho fries for about a minute. His feelings on a good fry is clip number two.
These fries do have a nice crispy firmness to them, which is good. That's what I look for in a fry. You know, you don't like the soggy fries when they're just, you know, floppity, they're flopping around.
Right.
It's no fun, of course, to eat. And, of course, you have to find that perfect middle ground where it has that firmness to it, but it's not overdone and it's not overburnt.
Knows what he's talking about.
Mm. Now, you might be asking, who watches this?
Who watches this?
Who watches this?
2.4 million people watched him eat those nacho fries.
Wow.
So he is making not just a living, a great living.
Oh, he's making thousands, like tens of thousands of dollars a month. Yeah. A few other things you should know about Report of the Week or Review Bra. He's always drinking out of his own container, and it was recently revealed it's because he loves the water at Starbucks.
What?
He pays for the water at Starbucks because he says he's done tests and says that that's the best water.
I was at a Starbucks and somebody came in and got water and I was like, this is the weirdest. I went back and told my daughter, this is the craziest thing. So why would they come in and get water?
It might be because of Report of the Week. One other thing, he sleeps during the day and is awake throughout the night like a vampire.
Love it.
So like he falls asleep at 10, wakes up, sleeps all the way through. He lives with his parents. I know that's a shocker. He also has a cat, also a shocker. He's just started this in his early teens reviewing energy drinks. Here he tries cheese.
You know, I haven't been a fan of their nacho cheese, and I like the fries right now as they are. I don't think they need the nacho cheese, but there you can see a ceremonial dish full of nacho cheese. And we'll dip it in.
All right.
We'll see if it amplifies it, you know. Maybe it will.
Do you guys think it amplifies it?
I'm sorry. How many people?
That was 2.4 million on that one.
Okay, does it amplify it? Yes.
All right, let's see.
All right.
I would say the sauce isn't mandatory. Now, it comes with it anyway, whether you like it or not. It's up to you whether you want to use it or not.
He's right.
Okay.
He's definitely right.
I mean, he does have a point. It's up to me.
He also, Bean's going to love this. He has a short form radio show. So basically, you can go and listen to it. It's VORW that he broadcasts every single week. He has one of those shortwave radios.
Oh.
Bean just came awake.
Yeah. It's a shortwave radio. And basically, if you're not in the year 1923, like Bean, you can get it on SoundCloud. But he basically plays old music and talks. He's just an old human being stuck in this young body.
I love him.
I have a shortwave radio, so
I'll be
problem picking that up.
It's very easy. Like any translucent man boy who looks like an anemic Clay Aiken, he gets trolls. This is him reading one of the troll comments on his YouTube.
Stingy. Salmon hair. Frog. Donald Trump. Elf. Chin bleeper. TF eyebrows is this. Bony skin. Forehead big as my posterior. No offense. I'm not trying to be mean, but this is all true facts. But hey, I'm judging from the outside. He could actually be a pretty cool guy, so don't hate on me, guys.
Or my favorite clip, when he ate a Popeye sandwich, and it was the worst thing he said he's ever reviewed. And he said a sentence that I believe deserves true infamy.
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
Listen, you can look him up. Report of the Week is his YouTube. He has over 600 videos online. Popeye's Ghost Pepper Wings, McDonald's Garlic White Cheddar Burger, Domino's Pan Pizza. Those are some of my favorites.
That's my king.
He's a god. He should be, literally, he should be worshipped at his throne. And that I found on YouTube.
I found this
on YouTube.